And turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. We have something here, I believe, that would all help us this morning to have a new beginning, to have a new start. And it's 2011, the first church service, Sunday morning service of Open Door Independent Baptist Church of 2011. And what in the world should I preach? What in the world should be said? I believe we have something here that would help us. I'm expecting God to do great things this year. And beloved, I want God to do great things this year. I want to see people saved. I was saying last Wednesday evening, I look back at 2010, and I've wasted a whole year. I've done some great things. There's some things that's been accomplished. But I have not had the faith in God that I should have had in 2010. I didn't allow God to use me the way He wanted to use me in 2010. I didn't prepare and preach and pray like I should have in 2010. And so I want this year to be totally different. I want this year to be a great year for God to use Open Door Independent Baptist Church, to use the pastor, to use the choir, to use the special songs, the singers, the prayer warriors, the amen corner, all that's going to take place this year. I want God to use it in a mighty way. And so how are we going to turn things around? How are we going to get things to be turned around so we'll forget about the year we wasted and allow God to use this new year for us? Look here, if you would, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Notice what the Apostle Paul said here. In Philippians chapter 3, the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already obtained, neither were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Here is Apostle Paul, the great preacher in the New Testament, the great soul winner in the New Testament, the great witness for Christ of the New Testament. I want you to notice what this great man of God had to say for us here in verse 13. Brother, I count not myself to apprehend. In other words, he said, hey, beloved, I have not arrived yet. He said, I have not come to the place where I need to be yet. I'm looking at a group of people from the pulpit on down that has not come to the place where they should be in their Christian life. All of us, my friend, can be closer to the Lord. All of us can have greater faith in God. All of us can be a better soul winner, a better server, a better obedient servant unto the Lord. The Apostle Paul, the great man, the one we preach about, the one we speak about, the one that we admire, the one, my friend, that maybe 13, 14 of the New Testament books is written by him. He said, hey, I want to tell you something, church. I am not perfect. I have not arrived. I have not apprehended. I am not what I should be for Christ Jesus yet. Beloved, that's all of us. We're not what we should be for Christ Jesus yet. Now, one day in heaven, we'll have a glorified body. All remembrance and all reminder of sin will be put away. We'll have a glorified body like Christ. And boy, that'd be wonderful, won't it? I believe Christ died when he was 33 and a half years old. And I believe that's the type of body he has today in heaven. I believe we'll probably be around that same age in heaven. We won't have our older body or younger body. We'll have a glorified body as Jesus Christ. But my friend, we're not in heaven yet. We're still on this earth. We've still got this flesh to put up with. I told him in Sunday school class this morning, I hope you'll be a part of that. We're going through the life of David and his trial with King Saul. But my friend, David had a problem. He had enemies to come to get him. The enemy, my friend, is the devil. If you're going to do one good thing for God, the devil's there to try to stop you from living for Jesus Christ. You know the devil's your enemy this morning? He don't want any of these young people to be in church this morning. He don't want any of the young adults to be in church this morning. He don't want any of the older adults to be in church this morning. He wants everybody who claims the name of Christ, who's put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, just to sit on the sidelines and to sit at a house and do absolutely nothing for Jesus. Our first enemy this morning is the devil. Our second enemy this morning is the world. You know, my friend, if you're going to live for Jesus, you shed your light upon their evil works, their evil deeds, and they don't like the light that you shine upon them. My friend, the world is not our friend. The world is not someone we go to for help. And then we've got a third enemy, and it's our own flesh. Well, it's on flesh this morning. How many people had trouble getting out of bed and getting ready for church this morning? Boy, I sure did. But I'm the pastor. I told my wife, I wonder if they missed me if I don't go. Maybe someone else can fill in. You know, it's hard to get up. It's hard to get this flesh going for Jesus Christ. We've got the devil against us. We've got the world against us. We've got our own flesh against us. But the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hey, God's greater than all of our enemies put together. And my friend, we contend with that every day. And here Paul said, hey, I've not arrived. I'm not perfect. I'm not where I should be. He said, but this is one thing that I do every day. Church, there's one thing we're going to have to do this year. If we're going to achieve, if we're going to prosper, if we're going to have good success in God, there's one thing we're going to have to do this year. You say, is it get $1 million? No. Get more buses? No. Get a bigger auditorium of people? No. It's one thing all of us is going to have to do this year to allow God to use us, to allow God to prosper, allow God to bless, to allow God to do what God wants to do in His church. You realize this is God's church? Well, we've got an open door, Independent Baptist Church's name on it, and I'm the pastor, and you're the members. We've got a name on the roll. Hey, but this is God's church. We're God's bride. We're God's church. We're God's building. Hey, my friend, God wants to use us for Him. God wants to use us. And we learn we're valuable to God. My friend, we're valuable in His eyes. This one thing, notice what Paul says here in verse 13. But this one thing I do. I believe it would be good if all of us do this one thing. Look what he says, forgetting those things which are behind. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, he said, hey, let the past be the past. There's no sense of carrying around a dead horse with you. I've learned, my friend, if you carry around a dead horse, you're not going to go no faster, my friend, carrying around the dead horse. Hey, sometimes we just have to forget those things that took place last year. Hey, we failed God last year. Hey, my friend, I failed miserably last year. There's things I should have done I didn't do. There's things I've done that I should have never done. Hey, my friend, here Paul said, I want to tell you something. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. The great Apostle Paul. The great man of God, the one who persecuted the church, the one who was there when they stoned Stephen, the one who held the cloaks and the coats of those who stoned and bit and gnashed and fought with Stephen. Hey, the great Apostle Paul who persecuted the church, who killed Christians, who brought them, my friend, to be put in imprisonment and to be shackled in chains. This great Apostle Paul, he says, hey, I have failed in my Christian life. Have you? Because I sure have. But you know what Paul said? He said, I'm going to put all my failures behind me and forget about them. The Bible says this for us. Let me read it for you. You don't have to turn there. I'm going to read several verses to you this morning. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible says, for if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. What does that mean for us this morning? My friend, when I mess up and when I come short and when I do something wrong, my heart condemns me. And my friend, it tells me I'm not worthy to preach. I'm not worthy to witness. I'm not worthy to serve. I'm not worthy to go. I'm not worthy to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. My heart condemns me every time I come short of what God has called me to be. But the Bible says if our hearts condemn us, that God is greater than our heart. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What is God saying here? He says, if you truly ask the Lord for forgiveness, if you ask God, if you confess your sins, and you ask God to forgive your sins, and you forsake those sins, that there's a God in heaven who forgives your sins and wipes them away. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses from all sins. And my friend, if God has forgiven us, there's some things we just need to let go of. We've asked God to forgive us. And God's in heaven today. He's forgiven us of our sins. He's no longer remembering our sins. They're no longer written down, my friend. They're gone. They're washed in the precious blood of Jesus. But every day we wake up, our hearts condemn us. And it says, hey, you remember what you've done. You remember where you went. You remember what you've done, what you said, where you went. Every day our hearts condemn us. When we've truly asked God to forgive us, and He truly has forgiven us, If you're serious about that, if you confess your sins to God and you forsake your sins, God will and God has forgiven you. But then we wake up with that guilt and that bitterness and that frustration in our hearts and say, how in the world could God use someone like me and what I've done? You know what Paul could have said? Paul said, how can I be a preacher after I killed Christians? After I persecuted the church? After I done all that in God's name? He said, I went and killed God's men and God's women and God's people. I done it and thought I was doing God a favor. How can I be a preacher? He said, there's one thing I do. I forget those things which are behind. In other words, he said, hey, I let the past be the past. He said, I've got skeletons in my closet, but that's where they're going to stay. I've got a sinful past, but that's all it is the past. He said, this one thing I do, I look at 2010, and boy, I fumbled the ball. I made a blunder of a lot of things. I can't go back, Brother Glenn, and fix it. I can't go back and redo what's already been done. I can't go back in time and change things and redo things. But all I can say, hey, I'm going to forget all that junk, forget all that mess, forget all those times I messed up. I'm just going to keep my eyes on the Lord. I'm going to let the past be the past. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to try to glean something from it. But I can't go back and fix it. There's no sense of carrying around a dead horse with you. There's no sense of going back and wishing you could have done this or wishing you could have done that. Hey, sometimes there's one thing we need to do is just forget those things which are behind. Not only that, not only the messed ups, but there's some good things I've done. Every door I knocked on, every person I witnessed to, every person we gave a gospel tract to, that's not going to account for this year. Well, that was good last year, but this is a new year. And there's still more people who needs to hear. There's still more people who needs to receive a gospel tract. There's still young girls and young boys who needs to be invited to Vacation Bible School and to the Fall Festival and the Spring Festival. Hey, I can say I done this last year, and boy, we wrote a gospel tract last year, and I done all this stuff last year, and we started this last year, started the website last year, and preached some good messages last year, and I read some books all the way through last year, and we witnessed this person last year, witnessed that person last year. Maybe all that combined together will make up for what I'm not going to do this year. The Apostle Paul says, hey, sometimes what we need to do is just forget every good thing and forget every bad thing we've ever done and just have a new beginning, have a new start, put our eyes on Jesus and realize last year was last year, the past is the past, and we have the very present right now to live. What I'm trying to tell us is some of us has got into a rut and we say, excuse me for stepping on your toes, I've done my part. I fulfilled my service for Jesus, and that's all I need to do. Well, that's a bunch of hogwash. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. I worked myself to death last year, but this is a new year. What I done last year is not going to account for this year. What I done 2 years ago is not going to make up for what I should be doing this year. Hey, the class you used to teach, the bus you used to drive, the people you used to witness, hey, it's not going to account for this year and what you should be doing for this year. And then you look at it and say, hey, I've made a blunder. I've made a mess. I've put a blemish on Jesus Christ's name. I've messed up. I've come short. I've done all these evil and wicked things last year. Hey, just forget about it. Confess it to God and get on board, get on the ship, and serve Jesus this year. You know how many times I tried to help my wife cook last year and burnt the food? I cooked, my daughters can tell you, I tried to cook some corn on the grill. Never cooked it before. I figured you cook as long as you cook steaks. About 30 minutes. It's rubber. You could pick a corner of corn off the husk and throw it on the floor and it'll bounce back up. I had so much pride, I sat there and ate the corn. I was not going to let them tell me it was bad. It was awful. I still probably got some of it in me. But I said, hey, I'm going to eat it. I can't go back and redo that. I can't go back and fix all the things I've messed up and all the problems I caused. But I can learn from it. I said, hey, it's in the past. I'm going to forget about it and move on for Jesus. All the doors I knocked on, it's not going to make up for what I should do this year. Church, we got a new beginning, a new start, a new year. Very first church service in 2011. What are we going to make of it? We're going to just sit by and say, hey, we're going to have the same old year. We're going to just do the same old things. Hey, we're going to just come here and sing the same old songs and hear the same old message and stay the same amount of time and we're going to just go home and live the same old life. Or we're going to say, hey, we're going to let the past be the past and we're going to have a brand new year, a brand new start, a new beginning with God, and we're going to expect God to do great things because He's a great God. We've got a great Savior and we're going to pray and seek God's face and live for Him. We're going to let the past be the past and live for Jesus Christ. Notice what else Paul said here in the same verse. Verse 13. He says here, verse 13 of the Philippians chapter 3. He says here, brother, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You know what the Apostle Paul says? He said, I'm forgetting and I'm reaching. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, I'm letting the past be the past, and I'm reaching. In other words, he said, hey, this is the day of opportunity. I'm going to make the very best of it for Jesus Christ. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said, the night cometh when no man can work. I don't know what God has for us this year, what God has for you, but I know God's given us this day, and we can make this day count for Jesus. I can't make up for yesterday, and neither can you. But I can say yesterday was yesterday. Today's a new day. I'm going to forget what took place yesterday. And I'm going to reach forth. I'm going to just reach forth. I'm going to just occupy this day. I'm going to serve Jesus this day. I'm just going to keep on going for Jesus. I'm going to just realize this is a day of opportunity for me. You realize you've got opportunity? I'm not preaching a Joel Osteen message, but all of us has got opportunity to serve Jesus. You say, preacher, you don't know what my past is. Hey, I don't know, and I don't need to know. If you confess it to God, it's already gone anyway. I don't have to know about it. Hey, my friend, like Brother Pete says, the only thing the devil knows that God doesn't is your past sins. If you confess them to God, God don't know them. I don't need to know them. The church don't need to know them. All we need to do is know, hey, this is a new day. I can serve Jesus. I can put my gospel shoes on, and I can serve Him to the fullest because I got a brand new day, a brand new start, a new beginning. The Apostle Paul says, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth to those things which are before. He said, I can't make up yesterday, but I sure can go wide open for Jesus today. And that's what we need. You know what we need, beloved? We need a church wide open for God. We need a church on fire for God. We need a church just say, hey, we got 10,000 gospel tracts in our church. We're going to let them stay in our church for about a month. We're going to pass them out. We're going to give them in cars. We're going to put them on windshield wipers. We're going to put them in phone booths. We're going to give them to waitresses. We're going to give them to doctors, to lawyers. We're going to give them to everybody we see because they're not doing one bit of good sitting in a church or sitting in our pockets. They need to be out there in the world giving to everybody we see. We need a church that says, hey, I'm going to go witnessing and visiting. I'm going to tell others about my Savior. And get them saved, get them into the family of God. I'm going to pack a pew. I'm going to invite people to sit in my pew. I'm going to fill up my pew for God. I'm going to sing in the choir, and I'm going to sing loud, and I'm going to sing joyfully because I got a great Savior. I'm going to come to church faithfully and read my Bible and pray and search God's will and search God's face because, hey, He's forgotten my past, and He's given me a brand new future. And Paul said, this one thing I do. I'm not going to sit down and mope and groan and wallow in my self-pity about the mistakes I've made. I'm going to ask God to forgive them. I'm going to put them behind me. I'm going to go forward with Jesus. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting, reaching, and then notice the next thing, pressing. Look here, if you would, verse 13 and 14. Here the Bible says, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to do those things which are before. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know what Paul said? Paul said, hey, I'm not apprehended. He said, I have not arrived. Brother John, he said, hey, I am not what I should be for Jesus. I believe we all can relate with that. I wouldn't raise my hand and say, I'm perfect. I've got a bunch of flaws. I've got a bunch of besetting sins that I'm trying to give to the Lord. I'm trying to give them over to God and let God have control over me. I'm not perfect. I've got this flesh, this world, this devil to contend with every day like you. I've got my own stubborn will, my own hard-headedness. But some things we just have to forget. Some things haunts us all the time. Some things haunts us all the time. And it's constantly playing in our minds over, what if I would have done that? What if I wouldn't have done this? What if I would have went? What if I wouldn't have went? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? Paul said, hey, one thing I do, forgetting those things I can't control, that's been my past, and I'm reaching. I'm going to take hold of this day and serve Jesus and use it for God. And then he said, I'm going to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know what Paul says? Paul says when you forget about everything that you've ever messed up, and you realize this is a new day, now I'm going to serve Jesus with it. He said, I want to tell you something else. He said, there's no place to stop. He said, there's no place to just to get satisfied and stop. My friend, there's no place for us to stop. We can read our Bible through this year, but you know what we should do next year? Read it again. You pray for your child today. You should pray for them again tomorrow. My friend, there's no place for us to stop. There's people all around us dying and going to hell. And my friend, we go to them and we go to them and we go to them and we witness to them and tell them and pray for them, give them gospel tracts, bribe them and beg them and plead with them to come to church. We do everything we can to get them here, and they're stubborn, hard-headed, just like we were. And you said, preacher, I'm fed up. I've done it enough of times. Hey, the Apostle Paul says, hey, he said he pressed towards the mark. He said, I'll just keep on going. I keep on going. I'm going forward. There's no place to stop in this Christian life we're in until we get to heaven. And beloved, I want to tell you something. When you get to heaven, you're not going to be sitting down resting there. Hey, God's got something for you to do in heaven. God's got a job for you to do in heaven. You're just not going to sit on your throne and look at the street of gold and the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. Hey, God's got something for you to do up there. There's no place to stop. Paul said, I'm going to forget my past. I'm gonna live in the opportunities I have today, and I'm going to realize there's no place for me to stop. I've got to keep going forward. I think about God's children. Moses led them out of bondage. Pretty soon, Pharaoh said, Moses, you take you, your children, the gold, silver, and get out of my face. Moses done that. He led his children down. He led God's children down a path, and led them to a mountain. On this side, a mountain on this side, and the Red Sea in front of them. By that time, God's heart, the devil's heart, in the heart of Pharaoh so much that Pharaoh said, "Hey, I'm going to go back and get them people and make them serve me with rigor. I'm going to make them serve me to the die." So Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen and his soldiers went after God's people. Now God's people got one mountain on this side, one mountain on that side, the Red Sea in front of them, and the chariots behind them. You know what God said? God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I want to read this to you. Let me read this to you if I can find it. I want you to see what God said to his people. The Bible says here, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Got a mountain on this side, mountain on that side. Pharaoh's behind them, the Red Sea in front of them. And you know what God says? He said, hey, tell my people to stand still and get their eyes on me, because I'm going to fight for them. And once they see that I'm in control, that the battle's mine, the war's mine, the fight's mine, the victory's mine, then I want you to tell my people to go forward. Hey, church of Open Door, I want to tell you something. Hey, God says to tell us to go forward for Jesus Christ. There's no place to stop. Just forget about the past. Forget about about your mistakes. Forget about your blunders. Realize we have today is the opportunity to serve Jesus, and He wants us to go forward for Him. He said, it's one thing I do. I forget. I reach. And I press. My friend, that would be good if all of us do that. Did you have a good year last year? Just forget about it. You can't go back and redo it. You can't go back and make decisions you've already made. But you can say, Lord, today is a new opportunity, a new day. I'm going to make the best of it for you. And from now on, I'm going to realize there's no place to sit down and quit and stop. I'm going to just keep pressing forward. Keep marching on. Just keep on serving the Lord. This one thing. He didn't say it was many things. He just said this one thing. This one thing begins with ourselves. You know what I can say? I say, bless God, I need to get the church right. It don't start with the church. It starts with me. And when I get myself right, when I pull out the beam out of my eye, then I can help my brother to pull out the little splinter in his eye. When I get myself right, then I can help you stay right. It's not about the church getting right. It's about myself getting right. It's not about David saying, hey, the preacher, my son, my stepson, and my wife, and my mother-in-law, all of them need to get right. No, what David needs to do is say, I need to get myself right. Well, mama says, needs to say, I need to get myself right. Grandma needs to say, I need to get myself right. Hey, the deacon of the church says, hey, if the pastor would do this, then everything would be all right. No, the deacons need to say, hey, I'm going to get myself right. When I get myself right, then God can use me. It's not me trying to get you right. It's me trying to get myself right. And how am I going to do that? By forgetting, by reaching, and by pressing. Now, some of us today need to make a new decision. I'm just going to forget about what I used to do or what I used to be. And the day is going to be a new beginning, a new start. And the devil's not going to like it. The world's not going to like it. My own stinking rotten flesh ain't going to like it. But I'm going to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to surrender. I'm going to just keep going forward. This one thing we need. Only one thing we need. Forgetting, reaching, and pressing. Let's pray together. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you. Lord, I believe this is exactly what you would have me to preach for myself this morning. I can look back and mope and groan and complain, but that won't do one bit of good. Or I could this morning, like the Apostle Paul says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, and I'm going to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to just forget, reach, and press. Lord, help us to do that this morning. There's so many people in our church service this morning that could be so greatly used of you if they just give themselves to you. God, there's so many people in our church this morning that this church needs. God, I pray you'll help them. God, I do pray for those who's had a bad year that we'll put it behind us and start off this new year right. I pray, God, for those who's not saved. God, they wasn't saved last year. They closed another year not being saved. But God, this is a new year for them. And they can be saved this year. They can have a new life this year. They can have their sins forgiven this year. You can make things right for them in their life this year. Father, I pray you'll help them. God, I pray for the rest of this year and for the rest of my life, you'll help me to speak the truth and love. Well, so easy to get angry and hatred and bitterness. But God, all that's the work of the devil. Help us to speak the truth and love. God, help us forget those things which are behind. Reach forth to those things which are forward. And God, help us to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. I pray you would, Lord. Help us now in this invitation time. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. The heads bowed and eyes closed. We're going to give an invitation now. I want you to pray and ask God to speak to hearts and deal with lives. As the invitation begins, let me ask you this question. Could this year, 2011, be better than next year? It can. If you allow God to use you. If you allow God to come in and make a difference in your life. If you'll just forget about those things last year, that's out of your control, and use the opportunities God has given us this year for Him. I hope we can realize what we used to do is not sufficient for what we should be doing this year. Maybe you're here this morning, you're not saved. You left out last year not saved, and you're entering into a new year not saved. I pray for you. I love you. I want the best for you. But the best I can do is tell you to come to Jesus. He'll make all the difference in the world. He'll save you today. Say, preacher, how do I get saved? If you'll just come to Jesus and tell Him you're sick and tired of your life, sick and tired of your sins, and you need a new beginning. He'll come in and He'll wash away all the filth and all the sin and all the guilt. He'll take up an abode, a place in your heart and life, and help you to live every day for Him. And then when His life is over, we take our last breath, there's a place prepared called heaven. Maybe today you need a new beginning, a new start in your own life. It'd be a good day for that. It'd be a good day. Maybe you say, preacher, I've wasted last year. I've wasted last year. I've wasted the time, the talents, and the treasure God's given me. But I want this year to be different. I want this year to be new. In other words, you say tonight, this morning, I'm going to rededicate myself to the Lord this year. I'm going to get the right priorities in life and put God first. With your head bowed and your eyes still closed. Beloved, some of us this morning, I'm telling you, some of us this morning just needs a new beginning, a new start. Forget about those things in the past. Just put it behind you. You can't fix it. Just put it behind you. You need to realize God's giving you opportunity today. And we can take the rest of our lives and live for Him. And we can hear when we get to heaven, well done, thou good and faithful servant. May we all hear that. Let's pray together. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for being so good, so faithful to us. God, I thank you for those who've made decisions this morning. I pray you'll help them. God, many of us, including myself, will look at last year and say that we wasted it. But God, help us not to waste this year. Help us to spend it with Jesus. And God, may we serve you, diligently serve you this year. I pray for others, God, who's made decisions. Lord, we're making a promise to God this morning. And Lord, the only way we can keep that promise is to keep our eyes on you. God, to keep you in front and follow thy path. I pray, Father, you help us. God, I pray you'll strengthen us and encourage us. Lord, we pray for those who's going to leave this church building lost this morning. I pray the Holy Spirit of God will sincerely grip their hearts. And God, they will let us help them. God, that we can pour them into Jesus Christ and they can be saved and be set free from the condemnation that we're in. And know that God has forgiven our sins and Christ is our Savior. Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you.